Batman the Animated Series aside, is this the best superhero cartoon theme song of all time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might. I think it even trumps the Batman.
Is that right?
Because the Batman theme song is just the Danny Elfman thing.
Right. It's already been established, yeah. Whereas this one is unique to this show.
It's ba-da-ba-da-ba, X-Men. Ba-da-ba-da-ba, X-Men.
X-Men.
They're doing stuff. You know,
it gets you pumped as fuck to watch a stupid 20-minute cartoon. I'll tell you that much.
I guess so.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Sadak, Eric Siska, and Sean Weiner. We are continuing our little X-Men-a-thon. And we're talking about, of course, X-Men, the animated series. The episode in question, Jubilee's Fairy Tale Theater, original air date. November 15th, 1996.
Now, this is a little a divergence from the Animation Damnation theme, which is like trying to choose stuff that's emblematic of the series. Like, oh, this is an episode that kind of gets you an idea of what the show is. This is like the nadir of the what I think is a pretty okay cartoon or pretty good cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's like totally off-brand. It's nonsense. It's like one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's so stupid. And this is, it's the fifth and final season of this show. Mm-hmm. It's like the fifth or sixth episode. There's not much left to go. And you're running on fumes, man. It's all it reminds me of. It's one of my most hated episodes of The Simpsons, which is that Simpsons Tall Tales episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, I don't even know what the situation is, but it's like the Simpsons in Tall Tales.
Yeah. Like,
and it's just so that I feel that episode exists solely so that they can make a Paul Bunyan's big dick fucking Marge joke at the end of it. Like that's
wow,
what that thing is.
Cool.
Because
I'd like to see that.
Because it's
I'm
like,
sure
the,
it's on the
I'll wait 23 minutes for that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some fan art that you could find about that. You know what I mean?
People who want to fuck The Simpsons or watch The Simpsons fucking.
That's insane.
It's the lowest. And every time I'm on a slightly dubious website, that's always in the right hand corner. It's like, hey, you want to watch fucking The Family Guy? People fuck each other?
No!
Like, A, no, they're a family. And
you
B,
know,
no,
Brian's getting in on it. Oh, come on!
Exactly. It's like, I tried to go to my friend's DeviantArt page because he's doing cool stuff with graffiti filters. What's that? Peter and Lois fucking in front of the kids? Okay, the internet. Thanks a bunch, technological
Man,
advances.
I'm sorry for whatever happened to that person.
It's like, oh, I want to see last night's Game of Thrones slightly illegally. Oh, cool. Here comes fucking Homer, like, getting it on with Lisa or whatever the fuck, internet.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, man.
This is this series, and I'm.
I, by the way, I don't do that. I've never stolen a file or anything like that.
No, we. Yeah, that. No, we. Legal means
over. HBO yes. Now exists for a reason.
Mm-hmm. The. I have the same experience with The Simpsons as I do with X-Men, which is like I'm a lever. Like when the show's starting to go down, yep. I just like the mm-hmm. end. I'm like, well, that wasn't as good of a season. I'm out. Yep. I don't want to see it fall apart. I don't want to have all the things I love about this thing ruined. I'm just gonna pretend it was three seasons and we're done.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I don't really have a memory of this cartoon like going downhill, but like. Here we are. This is Jubilee with a bunch of kids stuck in a cave, and she's telling them a fucking fairy tale where like Wolverine's a troll, and all she's like a magic elf.
What is, it's not like you're telling like a classic story.
Yeah,
this is just like make it up as you go along, kind of Lord of the Rings esque, right?
Yeah, because she's like in peril. Like apparently, there's some field trip coming to the Xavier compound of normal kids, which get out of my school. By
yeah,
the way.
I didn't know Charles Xavier catered to normos.
And you know the X-Men. It's your classic like bad episode of a television show where
yes.
everyone's doing something more exciting, but they say goodbye.
You're not going to see that.
And like Jubilee is a cool character. Like I'm a fan of Jubilee. But like this is just a bad episode
now,
for her.
What is her superpower?
Like sparks, like fireworky sparks.
Yeah.
And shoot out of her hands.
Let's say theoretically.
Her real name, by the way, in case you were wondering, Eric, is Jubilation Lee.
Her parents were flower children.
Yeah. So if she got stuck somewhere, maybe she could use these powers in some way to help her.
Yeah, that just sort of uses them out. Sometimes, but not in a way that's effective to solve the conflict of the
story.
Right.
So basically, yeah, so she takes these kids down to some, I guess, a cave underneath the school.
There's caverns underneath this mansion, which I was like, news to me.
Batman's down there.
Terrible foundation.
Really. Yeah, really. They get caved in, and like...
This is where Professor Xavier's family helped with the Underground Railroad. Or something.
I actually believe that that's maybe somewhere.
Oh, that would make sense. X-Men. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody's written that for sure. Yeah.
And it's a very, like, it's Captain Planet times, right? This is like the 90s. Everything is like environmentalism should be there.
Yep.
We should always be teaching children.
Yep.
The children should look like a United Colors of Benetton ad. Like, it's all very, like, it really felt like a time capsule for me. I was like, I remember this.
Well, it's funny you say Captain Planet because the animation style changed this season versus the other seasons for whatever reason. Like, yeah, I know this is. I'm getting deep now, but like the earlier episodes, like look like the theme song where it's that kind of stiff animation, but it looked really similar to the comics and how they were drawn,
which I love because it would be like, "Let's go, X-Men," and they just like robotically, stiffly walk away.
But this is more fluid, but also just looks more Captain Planet-y to me. Like even the animation
stuff. It looks shittier.
It looks much shittier.
It looks like they fired. They're like, you know what? Do we really need Roger to be leading this animation department? He makes the most money. Just cut him. I'm sure Cliff can handle it.
Cliff fucking blew it hard, man.
So she's stuck, and to pass the time and to like. These kids start getting nervous, and she's like, "Oh man, I'm going to kill all these kids. We're all going to hell tonight." She's like, "I'll tell them a story to take their mind off it," which is kind of the framing device. But like, these kids are like 14; they'd be like, "Hey, lady, shut up. We're stuck in a mine."
Yeah, we know what a cave-in is. Yeah, we saw it happen. Don't tell me it didn't happen.
How about use some of your crazy powers?
Yep.
To do something.
But mostly it's just a situation of her being like, we're going to die. I'm not going to tell anybody. Yeah. Okay, kids, here we go.
Well, that's what's awesome.
Think about the rabbits, Lenny. Blam.
She keeps like walking away from them to check on the grave situation. You know? She's like, hang out for a second. Oh, let's see how this cave-in's doing. Yep, still stuck. Okay. Nothing to see here, kids. Back to this tail I've been spinning.
And then like water starts coming. She's like, oh, this is getting worse anyway. But so the story is, and like the idea is, like Jubilee's kind of a marginal character in these episodes, and she's always like the spunky teen sidekick. So now it's her turn to tell a story where she's kind of like Robin Hood, I guess, and Magneto is running some fake medieval land with robots.
Yeah, there's robots. So Magneto in this becomes Magnus,
sure.
Who's like this evil lord or whatever. And he's just got these Sentinel-esque robots that it kind of doesn't make sense because there's one point where the robot's like holding Jubilee and he's like, you know, don't worry about it. Our leader Magnus will come or something like that. And she's like, well, if you're so sure about this, why are you so nervous? And I'm like, well, how's a robot nervous? It's clearly a robot.
And Gambit's in it. And this is like the worst of all Gambit.
Jesus, like, it's terrible.
Is his accent that bad throughout?
I think they might have changed voice actors because it's really bad.
It's so bad.
I don't know. I think this might be a case of we were dumb kids.
Yeah,
that's fair. I think you're right. Well, it's like a stuffy Paul Perdome the whole
thing. Oh, guarantee. Well, also he's talking about himself in the third person all the time.
Sure. Yep. He and I mean, I understand like Louisiana French is different, but my mother's French, and when I heard this today when I was watching the episode, all I could think about is my mother watching her child watching this like shitty French stereotype and having to like bite her tongue on how fucking offensive that is. I was like, this poor woman gave me everything, even her pride.
But it's not even like a Cajun, it's just bad French at that
point. Yeah, it is.
Well, it's also just weird too. Like, so the beginning of the episode is Xavier, Wolverine, and Gambit have a meeting with the president they have to get to. And it's so awesome because like, I almost called him Patrick Stewart, but Professor Xavier is just like, well, I'm sorry, Jubilee. I'd be giving this tour of the caverns if it weren't for the fact that the president was calling. And she's like, well, why can't one of these other dickheads do it? And like Gambit's getting on the plane and he turns around and he's like, oh, sorry, Petit. I have to go. I'm not good with kids. And I was like, your nickname for her is Small? That's fucking gross, dude.
It gets grosser. This is a fantasy that exists in Jubilee's mind.
It's her fantasy.
It's her fantasy. Yeah. Wherein the king and like here's the thing. Like I it's cool that she in her fantasy, in a medieval fantasy, she's not like a wayfish princess waiting to be saved. She's an adventurer, sure.
And she's an elf for some reason.
Sure.
Well, because Ferngully was big recently. And you put elf ears on Jubilee, you got the protagonist in Ferngully.
For some reason, Scott and Jean are the king and queen of this land.
Yep.
And Wolverine's a troll, which amounts to the guy doing the Wolverine voice putting, like, I guess, gum in his mouth.
No, dude, I guarantee you it's Dracula teeth. He's got some 99-cent store Dracula teeth in his mouth, and he's recording this dialogue.
Oh, by the way, Steve Bloom did that voice, in case anyone was wondering.
I wasn't.
No.
Is that someone of note?
No, not at all. I just know. Well, he did the Wolverine voice, Eric. He's of note to me.
Noted.
No, but yeah, and like he's a troll, and Gambit is like this sexy adventurer, and like
he's like the Kevin Costner of the situation.
Sure. And like everyone's like, oh, Jubilee, you're so cool. Oh man, Jubilee, and like Gambit's like attracted to her, right? Yeah. Like that's I'm not making that up.
I think that both her and Wolverine are attracted to her in this. Yeah, like, yes, like yes. He's a troll, so that would be not okay.
But this child story ends with a potential three-way happening.
Oh yes, it does.
They walk off into the
many
sunset.
Of them do.
Yeah, like basically that they start a poly family together. Like sure they're all holding hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, what adventures? Well,
because she's offered that Princess Wayfish life at the end, and they're like, okay, so now you'll learn all the rules. And she's like, but I don't want rules. I want two men in my life, and I want to live in the woods, which is very progressive for this.
Yeah. But also, like, she also kind of strangely wants Scott and Jean to be her mom and dad, too. It's a bit psychologically dark, I feel.
Yeah, so, well, you know, Jubilee's a damaged person.
Like, yeah, this is sure. The kids wanted a story. What they got was like the shattered glimpse of this mind of Jubilee.
Everything she's dealing with on a daily.
Really I love weird. Like they keep cutting back and the kids are just crying. And she's like, what? This is how it is. This is reality. Grow up.
And then her family dies. And then all of her friends stop calling her. And like, wait, what?
And then she starts thinking, were my friends just my friends because they liked my parents?
And the kids are pretty creepy as well, though, because you got these twins who's talking unison.
Yeah,
and
need that.
And for a show that we've just now been saying it's like progressive in certain elements, when they go through and they're like, I'm going to tell you a story, the kids, like the boys are like, about knights and fighting. And then the girl is like, about a princess and love. Yeah, and you're like, okay, got it.
And then like the water is creeping. It's like, yeah, both, all that shit.
And then we go into this really awful turn pagey montage.
That sucks.
So terrible
fucking
looking.
Gumby walks out.
Holy shit, this story's terrible.
That girl's messed up.
Skate away. I'm going to go and do a Western book.
And then Xavier pops out basically as Pee-wee Herman's mirror, I guess.
It's Jombie, wasn't it? I thought it was a little Jombie-esque also.
Yeah, he comes out and he's like the all-knowing whatever. I mean,
is that because he's a white man wearing a turban? Is that why you guys are labeling him that way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Great.
That's what the cartoon's telling me to do.
Whatever. Sabretooth shows up for a second.
The fun of this world is that we get to see every character and what they would be in this shitty world.
Yeah.
And so like they all kind of make perfect sense, but the Sabretooth one is uniquely terrible because he's got like this side braid rat tail rocket.
They somehow managed to make white trash exist in this world. My question, now we're on Sabretooth and speaking on like the vocal acting and stuff, the voice acting rather, did Sabretooth always sound like David Johansen on this cartoon?
Yeah, he kind of does.
It's weird. He's so, oh, hey, everybody, don't dig that Wolverine. Get over here, you little piece of shit. And you're just like, all right.
It's a really specific voice. It like locates him not just to like the borough of Brooklyn, but at an exact intersection.
Yeah, you can pinpoint this fucking saber tooth.
You can
voice.
Google Maps. You can Shazam that voice and Google Maps that location.
Wolverine also, not for nothing, looks like Blanka as this troll. Because it's like a jacked troll, you know?
And he's green. It looks, I mean, to be honest, this cartoon might be better than that Warcraft movie that's about to come out.
Oh, R.I.P.D. Duncan Jones.
I know. Yeah, why did he make career? That movie?
Everybody, there's nothing I was looking forward to more than the next Duncan Jones thing. And then I was like, this?
He's made two awesome science fiction movies.
And the whole time I'm looking at this movie coming out, I'm thinking there has to be something
it's
I'm not
gonna
seeing.
It's going to be better. Yeah.
There's something. And if there is, fucking good for you, Duncan Jones, because you fooled us all the way there.
What is with that movie? The character design is insanely awful, and I was wondering, is he just being too beholden to the source material?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess. And that's what, like a computer game?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
WoW. It's WoW, right? It's World of Warcraft.
An MMORPG or whatever that's called?
Yeah, an Elemental P.
Massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Thank you Boom. Very much. Yeah, that's right. Eric and I connected.
So it's one of them,
Stockton
like,
and Malone of weird
I've
shit.
Never played Warcraft, though. No.
It's just, that's one of them things where like you can log in and you're your own little character and there's other people.
Correct.
Oh, actually, speaking of the worst Simpsons episodes I've ever seen, it was one of those, like, I'll check back on The Simpsons. So it's like
always a bad move. Always a bad
move. I stopped
watching
The Simpsons when you should have stopped watching The Simpsons. Like, I'll see what they're up to. And it was an episode where Marge is playing Warcraft, and very similar to this, everyone's in a medieval setting.
God damn, that sucks. It just sucks.
It just speaks to, again, the X-Men writers were out of ideas. They were at, like, I don't know, maybe someone like has a dream and everything's different. Isn't that kind of fun? Everyone's put on fun outfits.
Remember that, like, that Easter one where they were, the Simpsons were Bible stories?
Yep.
Oh, Simpsons Bible stories. Yeah, it's the same shit.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You guys don't remember how in the 90s, like, and in the early aughts, every show had an intern writing day? Every season was like, today the interns get to occupy the writer's room. That's what these are.
Fucking take your kid to work day, man. Jesus Christ.
I drew this cartoon of Jubilee telling these kids. By the way, Jubilee dies at the end. We'll change the ending, but I love the idea.
So they, like, in the story world, they, like, go and storm, you know, Magnus's castle and whatnot.
Sure.
And we're just fighting more tiny sentinels.
But it's also, like, just, it's psychologically sad because everyone's just, like, stopping and being like, Jubilee, you're so great. And it's like, oh, man, this girl's poor life. You know what I mean? Like, it's all like, oh, man, we love Jubilee. Let's all hang out with Jubilee.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Actually, I think they're not robots, right? They're kind of enchanted suits of armor.
Yeah,
right?
I think you're...
Oh, is that the deal?
I think you can see through them. They float.
Yeah, I think we're taking the Magneto power to be just magic now.
Oh,
you know, like,
I
like
see.
A different kind
oh,
of magic.
So you cast
but it still makes
them.
Some sense because they're still metal. So like, yeah, there's, exactly. some, there's a yeah, small little thread
It's
there.
Still canon. Right, Steve?
Yeah, no, it's all canon.
Who's the Weasley guy with the mustache? Is that Morph? Who are we dealing with? For
it's like a, it's like a there's a rat sitting in a tree spying on
oh,
them.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
And then it explodes into a cloud. And
he's
it's,
like, sneak up on the Magnus. Man, I don't
that's
think
the
so.
Only time we see him.
Is he Toad, maybe?
But he turned into something, so
oh, did he?
Kind of has to be Morph, I think.
It's weird. It's just a guy with like a John Waters mustache.
It's John Waters. He turns into a rat to see all the dirty stuff. Get some ideas for his movies.
This is gross.
I remember, again, this show larger, they did the first episode and Morph gets killed at the end of it. And then there was like a year long like hiatus and then the rest of the show came on. That was a crazy time in my life.
Wasn't the first episode of this show where Wolverine is clearly Australian? Is that this one?
No, that's a different one. There was an 80s X-Men cartoon called The Pride of the X-Men, which it was like basically the same thing with Jubilee.
What a weird name.
Is Jubilee...
The Kitty Pride of the X-Men.
Yeah, Kitty Pride in Jubilee's role. And Wolverine's just like incredibly Australian
oh
for
my
no
God.
Reason.
Yeah, that's a fucking stay tuned and a half.
I think he calls Sabretooth a dingo at one point. I'm not even kidding you. He calls somebody a dingo.
Isn't Wolverine in some area like supposed to actually be Japanese in somewhere, or is that not in there?
Not.
I remember like a lot.
Not
of
my X-Men, goddammit.
Not my Wolverine.
Hashtag not my Wolverine.
A lot of those wizard projections. I remember one time they like projected an X-Men cast, and they had like this Japanese guy. Tess's. Cool. And I was like, oh, okay. And yeah. I thought for some reason, yeah.
I mean, he hangs out in Japan enough.
Yeah.
Well, it was way back when. It was like, and Toshiro Mifune as Wolverine.
Exactly. Well, and he went off to train in Japan, and much like Sean Connery as James Bond, decided to get plastic surgery and turned into a Japanese person.
You gotta Japanify me for a little bit so I can confuse fucking Blofeld. He thinks I'm dead, so you turn me into a Japanese.
Makeup artist, can you put a little mascara on Mr. Connery and we'll move forward?
That was enough for them. Get me the Spock stuff without the ears. Or wait, do they have the ears? I haven't seen a Japanese in quite a while.
Whatever. I mean, this thing, she's kind of like waiting for everyone to save her, and then they do. And like these kids
in the real world.
Yes, and the kids are eating this shit up. I mean, like in the fake world, like she foils Magneto and everyone's like, oh, well, you know, and she, you know, basically goes off to start this little relationship, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a weird part in they break into this chamber and it's, I mean, it's some stupid thing where they're trying to like unite this Jewel that's been split apart.
The McTaggart Jewel.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Fuck, that's dumb. There's a part where, like, so Magnus, like, comes in and he's like, oh, here's a spell. And, like, Wolverine gets, like, stuck in clay.
Yeah.
And it's this Wolverine with, like, white sticky shit all over him. And I'm like, whatever, kids show. Just keep doing it. And then, like, you know, Jubilee, like, throws, like, a bunch of fireworks at this Magnus. And then, like, the fucking goop goes off of Wolverine and slams into him. And all the suits of armor slam into him. And she keeps, like, shooting him. And the transition is weird because she's, like, blowing this thing up, and then it's like the real world of blowing a hole in the cavern.
Oh, I see.
Or whatever. Like, that's their transition. And again, like, to what Eric said at the beginning, like, just do that from the start. Blast a fucking hole in the wall and save ourselves telling this dumb story.
There's a real, like, film school student, like, transition thing going on, because earlier they do another one of those, like, did you see that transition? Where, like, rocks fall down and then the world transitions and you see the rocks falling down at present day. Oh, and you're like, it's an animation. Like, it's not as impressive when you just draw it than when you shoot that thing, you know?
I mean, it's amazing, and there's a great Professor Xavier line at the end. So like, they're all saved and whatever. And these kids are getting back on the bus to go back to their school.
And they're like,
"Oh, whatever.
Jubilee, tell us your stories later." Like, they're so into this fucking bullshit tale,
and it's awesome. Like, right after they say that, they have Xavier like tilt his head and he goes, "Story," and I'm like, "You're the most powerful psychic in the world." Slash, why didn't you put the president's conversation on pause and go help these kids, you fucking dickhead?
Is there a Mary Sue in this story?
Sounds like fan fiction to me, Jubilee. I mean, she actually, to your point, Eric, she's kind of a Mary Sue in this story.
As I've learned.
And she, like, for that last shot, she, because it's like mirroring her walking away with her two bows.
Yeah. Right.
In her fantasy when she walks away with Gambit and Trollverine.
Oh! How did we not get Trollverine in this question?
Why did they say that?
but they try to mirror it, but it's so awkward and weird. And it's such a first idea that you're like, no, don't do that. Because it's her alone, kind of like, not skipping, but like just being like, yes, 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 me! All the way into the distance.
Yeah, and she's like doing backflips and like, oh, she'll be the best of us all, I guess.
Well, that's what
she will be, the death of us.
It's kind of shitty because at like the very end of this, like the real world part of it, is Xavier and Scott and Wolverine or whoever is standing there, and they're like, wow, I guess she's been ready to be an X-Man the whole time, or, you know. And Xavier's like, well, good, that's probably a promotion or whatever it is. And in the back of my head, I'm like, this show's got like 6 episodes left. It's not going to be a promotion for long, man. 6 episodes from now, there's a final episode called Graduation Day.
She also just nearly killed 7 kids. That's not grads for promotion.
Well, they've got Jean Grey, again, just like speaking of kids things, like she's so blown away by the possibility that Jubilee could have kept the situation under control. She's like, Professor, I don't get it. I'm not sensing any of the, you know, terror waves that these kids should have felt by being stuck in a cavern. Like, how are they not fearing for their lives?
Well, I guess she's just that good of a storyteller.
The best thing is, I guess Jean Grey was waiting for those terror waves.
Yeah. I feed off of scared kids.
Well, if she's that good of a storyteller, she should write a book. I would like to hear more.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Right.
So you were just like those kids, huh? You were hanging on to every word?
Now that I've heard the word Trollverine. now I see there's value in this.
It's also like a pretty good famous author name, Jubilation Lee.
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like that's
oh, yeah.
generally what you
yeah.
hear.
Totally.
Like Juno Diaz, Jubilation yeah. Lee. These yeah, all sound all there, right yeah. together.
Did you see Jubilation Lee is going to be at the Union Square Barnes & Noble reading from her latest yarn spin?
It's called Yarn Spin. It's set in a fairy tale barnyard.
Oh, there'd be like a gruff, angry pig called Hogverine.
But they compare it to George Orwell's Animal Farm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? Every single book she puts out, there's something Verine.
Ben Vereen? That was weird. Real, Ben Vereen was uncharacteristically just angry and mean to people. Smoking cigars.
That, I liked her book about the New England Patriots with Shane Vereen. That was a lot of fun.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
This one, yes. Very much so. These were all on Hulu, and actually those first couple of seasons are a lot of fun. Those early X-Men cartoons are kind of just like motion comics. You know what I mean? Like, you get the Dark Phoenix saga there, truncated. You get, like, truncated versions of this and that. And it's like, oh, that's kind of fun. But this is the worst episode of the series.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know that I'm convinced.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, I was never really into the show. I only saw a handful of them. So, you know, I don't know how embarrassed I am, but... Yeah, whatever.
I think for me, like I said, I'm a leaver, and so I wish I never knew this existed. Because I left the show. I shouldn't know these things exist. Yeah.
What's weird is, I mean, I didn't know. I wasn't embarrassed, like, because it reminded me of how much I liked this show. This was like my fucking Fox afternoon, man.
Oh,
this
yeah,
was,
man.
Because even as a little kid, you guys, like, I didn't read comics. Like, yeah. So this was my way into the X-Men. Like,
sure.
This is all, until that first Bryan Singer movie, this is how I knew the X-Men to be.
I mean, but this is the same. For me, I started watching this cartoon and then realized
and then
Executioner's song was coming out.
Yeah.
That's how I started watching comic books, was from this thing. So yeah. This, I think, is like the seed to a lot
See,
of our superhero.
What, the interest. Thing about this is, like, I saw this sometimes growing up, and I was never that into it. I never really watched it. And I always kind of regretted that. I always felt like I lost something there. And then I saw this episode. I was like, no, I was right.
See, that's why this is a bad entry point.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm psyched. I didn't know until this morning that this was all on Hulu.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's just been waiting for me. So I'm going to, like, go back and check this out. But what sucks is when I went into this, like, fifth season on Hulu, and they always start with, like, the last episode first, and I saw the title was Graduation Day.
Spoiler alert.
Well, no, I was like, I remember watching that episode.
Oh, really?
But so then I was like, have I seen this fucking fairy tale thing? And I just totally blocked it out because I was like, Steve, this is about what? Okay. And I mean, yeah, it's a series low point, but like this was like childhood coming back, and I was like, get the tall glasses of water ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. And then they had, what was that? There was the show after this that they did.
Wolverine and the X-Men? Or there was X-Men Evolution.
Evolution, yeah.
There's been a couple X-Men cartoons after this. X-Men Evolution was closer to the movies. It was like, oh, the movies, but now it's like, on TV, okay. But not really good.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I mean, I'm sure people that are younger than me like grew up with that show, and that's their thing. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But like, I was like 17 when that came out.
And you see them, like, I remember when that Spider-Man cartoon came out. I remember not being on that, but knowing that people were gonna love that. And
yeah.
Then like, you see like that, the future Batman one.
Oh, Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond, which is like a legitimately a good show.
Yeah,
I
sure.
just never got into it. Yeah, so it's like,
hashtag not my Batman.
Yeah, not my Batman.
That's Animation Damnation for the month of May. If you want more AD or WHM Prime, check out WHMPodcast.com. Until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zeta.
Eric Siska.
Sean Weiner.
Take it easy.